Hello, Stuart. Same old ground, thrown away. This is Eleanor, up here, Warren's case. Red needs to, well, there's a question about the pagination on the proofs, and Red needs to speak to you sometime. If you could call back whenever you're free, later today or whenever. Albert is doing the editing, by the way. There was some confusion there, but he's got it. And he raised this question. Okay, well, wait a minute. It's on the message, honey. Please. Okay, bye. Warren. R.P. Warren. Hey, Warren. R.P. Warren. I have to be out a while this afternoon, but if you could call back, let me see, after 5:30, between 2 and 5:30, don't call, okay? But I do need to speak to you, if possible, before then or this evening. Bye.
Hello, Stuart. Right, this is Fred Chappell, and this is just a note to leave on your message board here that I really appreciate the terrific, sweet review you gave me in Savonia Review. It was funny and also very nice and enjoyable, and the reason I'm so late getting around to saying thank you for it is because I just now read it. Today, it's been kind of a hectic time. I'm here to tell you that if you haven't seen them, our dear mutual friends, George and Susan, are in wonderful shape. So are we. And we hope you are too. Take care. Thanks a lot again.
This is Henry Taylor. I just wanted to thank you for all that work you've done. I'll write you a letter, but not this week, because I've got to go out of town. Thank you again. It's nice. And it's an handsome picture, too. Thank you. Bye.
Stuart saying that the Eagle has landed, and thank you very much. Hope your bookkeeping is correct, but even if it's not, I'm going to spend the money. And we will get together over Christmas break, sure. Can't miss that. We'll do that for certain. Susan and I send all our best. Bye-bye.
A surprise in the mail today. Thank you very much. It arrived safely and reminded us of our wonderful evening on Thursday. Had a wonderful time with you. Just a wonderful time. I'm sorry things aren't going quite as well as you would like for them to, but I don't know. It seems basically that things are right on for you. Anyway, you looked great and were fun as always. There are a couple of things I want to talk with you about, and so I'll call you after Thanksgiving anyway. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We will see you soon, I hope, in Greensboro. Can you come to Greensboro? Kiss, kiss. Okay. Bye-bye.
Reynolds Price in Durham. Just thinking about you and calling to say hello. It's been long, and I hope you're doing well. Let me hear sometime. Take care.
Barry Hanna, old friend, but silent lately from the past. I just talked to Mrs. Garrett, Susan, and I have lost the address to the Texas thing to give Georgia tribute. Would you be so kind as to send me that address or call me back collect? I'd love to talk to you. I hope you're doing well. God bless you. Merry Christmas. And come see me. I'm going to be in Raleigh January 30th. I might see you there. Bye.
I know you hate the phone, but I thought it would save a little time. This is Henry Taylor. I have a little bit of a problem, a typographical problem with the end of the essay about George, and I sort of wanted to know exactly how soon you have to have it for preliminary look, and how soon you have to have it.
Stuart, this is Dorothy.
Stuart, this is Fred Chappell, and since I seem to have lost mine or mislaid it somewhere, I wonder if you could leave on my report or get in touch with me pretty soon with Ann Tyler's address. I'd like to drop her a note on her pulitzer, of course. And, so this is a Thursday night, and I'm leaving Sunday for Florida. I do have my the new installment of the bibliography worked up, and I'll send you a copy of that. If I can remember, as soon as I can remember to do it, I take it away in a drawer and I keep forgetting about it. And also, I was curious whether those people who were doing the collection of essays on my work asked you about doing a bibliography. I told them you would be the best man. Anyhow, Susan and I send all our best. Hope you a happy spring and all. Take care. Hello, Stuart. This is Fred over in Greensboro. And what I'm trying to get from you or from whomever I can get it is some information on this great George Garrett. Celebratory party in Washington. I have not heard where it's at, when it is, or what we're expected to do besides show up and bring George a present, I guess. A flitch of bacon, is it? Anyhow, please let me know what you know or how one can find out on these matters. Meanwhile, Susan and I send all our best, and but I want to get the other one of these birthdays, okay? Bye-bye. Stuart, this is Fred. We're on our way up this Wednesday, after tomorrow, to the mountains to see our mummies. And I've got a bunch of letters and postal stuff that I'm going to put in glad bags. And if I hear from you, we'll get together maybe for lunch on Wednesday or around lunchtime or something like that. If I don't hear from you, I'll put it on your own porch. How's that? Okay? Take care. Susan and I send our love. A really good editing job you and Paul Ruffin did on the George Garrett special. Very nice job. Take care. Stuart, this is Fred. I wanted to tell you thank you because the money got here. We were very appreciative. I don't know how you're paying me, though, because you're not selling yourself, if I understand. Or you're not. Anyhow, we won't worry about it. A couple of things. Got our 30th anniversary coming up here on August 2nd. I would dearly love to get hold of that either one of those illustrations for The Wind and the Willow. Either one, but not both. I don't know exactly how to go about this. If you would serve as my agent in this matter and try to get one or the other for us, I would be glad to pay you any sort of commission, whatever professional gift. Please let me know about this. I'd appreciate it. After we saw you, had that lovely lunch, which we enjoyed so much, at your house, we went up to see my mother, and had a nice visit, one of the nicest visits we'd had with her. Came back down here, and 2 days later, my sister called to say that my mother passed away on July 4th. So I just thought you'd like to know, since we've been talking about these matters. Please do call me here at home, but don't let Susan know, of course, what our plans for her are, if it can be worked out, because I could be a surprise for our anniversary. That would be super, I think. Thank you anyway, Stuart. Whatever. We appreciate everything. We certainly do. Thank you very much. Hello, Stuart. Fred this morning. I thought that we'd spoken about it yesterday a little bit. I thought I might come over to visit this morning. We could talk about the business end of the matter. The plan is for Susan to drop me off at your house around 10:30, if that's okay with you. You can call her back here on the phone now. And we'll talk for a while, and then she'll pick me up at 11:30, and we'll go off. She and I, and you can go take your golf sucker for whatever he's worth this morning. Take care, and let me know what the plan is. Bye-bye. Hello, Stuart. This is Fred. Just back from my trip up to the mountains. I'm sorry our adventure didn't work out. That's how I say it. But I've decided not to go the bibliographic route. Nevertheless, that would that seems a little alien to, alien to the problem at hand. You might return the catalog if you don't mind doing that. And I will have to think and search in other areas for something. I hadn't quite figured it out, but maybe we can. I think I'll think of something. Do send the catalog along, however, so I can show what we so unhappily missed. And about the presentation copies to my parents. I found out when I went up, we just returned from home. I went out to my sister that. My son Heath has taken those copies, and I'm glad for him to have them. He didn't have copies of my books, and those would be good things for him to have. There are those letters that I wrote to my mother over the past few years. I don't know where they are, but Becky has them. Get them if you want. Thanks a lot for your effort, Stuart. Bill me for whatever trouble and expense it's cost you, and we'll work it out. Thanks a lot. I certainly do appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Hello, Stuart. This is Fred. Again, just calling on the off chance that you might be at home, might be in the house even, rather than out rooting around in this hot weather and in the yard. And the reason I'm calling is just to make sure that you understand that you have my full gratitude for our efforts, and even though we fell a little short, we'll try again on some other occasion, and let me know what I can do to pay you back and make up for anything, any expense you may be out, or maybe we should have lunch together one of these days. Getting still getting good reviews. The Publishers Weekly was okay, and the Kirkus is slam bang. So, maybe, but probably not. Keep a stoic face. Take care.
Stuart, this is Fred. Just heard about the death of Red Warren, and of course we thought of you and hope you're doing well. I'm out of town for a while, going to Idaho, but maybe we can get together when things clear up a little bit. All best. Let me know if you need a copy of the new novel. I'll send one along. Bye-bye.
I rang your number to verify that you're still at it. I've suggested a project to the Academy of American Poets involving Palamon Press. I just want to make sure that you are where you are.
Very much I enjoyed our evening together, and I love the idea of your garden with the old roses, just a whole bed of old roses. And I loved all of the stakes that you had stuck in the ground, and you remind me so much of my favorite garden writer, Beverly Nichols. You would hate him, but he really is just terrific. He wrote from 100 Years of Country Life. He's an awful faggot. Wrote lots of horrible novels, but he did write some beautiful things about beginning a garden and what he did, how he learned to do it. I came back from Canton, and I left the Campbell engraving with the village primer. He's gone for a couple of weeks, and I just said, just do them just as if they were Stewart's, because they are. And his helper was there, and we talked about the Reynolds. And anyway, I just wanted you to know how happy we are with them, and what a great lark it is to have man and boy. And we'll see you when you get back. Bye bye.
Hello, Stuart. This is Dee Snodgrass. And I'm
I have heard rumors that you're getting back into the publishing game, and I thought I would like to talk to you and see what sort of thing you have up your sleeve. Right now, for the rest of this week, we're up in Area 315, 684-3752. After this week, next Monday or so, we'll be back in Delaware, and that's in Area 302, and our number there is 737-6228. Look forward to talking to you. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Good Lord, Stuart. Don't tell people you're out of town. That's imprudent. Anyhow, we are Susan and I were calling to say hello. It's the holiday season. Hoping we could get together over the weekend, like maybe Saturday, for a month. That will be our Christmas time to see you, because it looks like we're up to our ears any other time, almost. But give us a call back if that's good. If it's Doris, it ain't. Because we'd love to see you whenever you can. I hope you're doing well. Ho, 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 you too. Bye-bye. Fred. This is Fred. I should tell you that. This is Fred.
Stuart Ryan is more Zara than what Zara is. This is Susan. We just got your gorgeous package. I cannot believe it, Stuart. I am. Okay. I would love to be able to see you, either here or in Winston. I don't know when that's going to be, but I'd love to, you know, give me a call and figure out a time. Okay, I'm home tonight. Thank you, Stuart. Love you. Zara Stuart from Zarina, Ingrid and Zara. I just wanted to tell you what a wonderful time we had last night. It seemed like it was a summary, a little capsule of all the truly great times that we've had together, the three of us, and I guess the two of you all have had together. Fred and I just thought, we talked about you on the way back. You know, everything may not be perfect in your life right now, but I swear you have never been more amusing, you have never been better company, and you have never looked greater. Stuart, I'd love to see you soon. Again, congratulations on the Copeland coup, which, of course, belongs exactly where it is. And thank you for everything. Bye-bye.
Hello, Stuart. This is Fred. Look, son, when you get in from taking the sucker's golf money this afternoon, how about giving me a call over here in Greensboro? That is 1-919-275-8851. Thank you. Susan and I send all our love. Bye-bye. Fred again. This time it's Saturday morning. My last message is Friday night. And just wondering if you're around or out of town. And anything, give me a call if you don't mind. Take care, Susan and I send all our love.
Amazing. Stuart, this is John Updike. The golf sounds fine, and the reason you haven't been able to reach me is that the area code has been changed from to 508. So you have the rest of the number correct. It's 508-927-8835. What day of the week is the 8th? Hold on, let me look. Thursday. I think that'd be fine, but why don't you call me at your leisure to firm it up? Thanks a lot.
Bye.
next up, and then send me a collection of stories to Knopf. And I wanted to make some sort of acknowledgement of the fact that with reference to a bridge had been published earlier by you. Is this satisfactory? With reference to an incident at a bridge was first published in a volume of writing honoring Eudora Welty and edited by Stuart Wright. You can reach me tomorrow at 914-962-3656.
Mind. This is about whether you would like to have Aaron's metronome, old wooden metronome that he had for so many years. And I'm going out to dinner at 6. I'll be back here by 8 tonight or anytime tomorrow. We can talk about this because I don't want to force it upon you, but if you want it, I'm happy to send it to you. So my number in New York is 212-924-1785. And if you don't call me, I'll get to you sometime. I'll try to get to you tomorrow. Okay, no emergency.
Peter, and I'm receiving this. You to have some presents. Several days ago, but we've been out of Washington living it up and delighted by the surprise package. And sorry to get back to you soon. The sooner you come to see us, the sooner you can. And maybe you'll come to St. Augustine.
Magnificent present and are utterly astounded by it, and rather abashed, too. Are you sure you want to send us something as magnificent as this? It's, I don't know quite what to say about this. Hell, Stuart, the postage cost more than most of the gifts I gave Susan for Christmas. Anyhow, we're extremely grateful, but we wanted to check, make sure you didn't make some sort of mistake. This is kind of grandiose, huh? We got to get together and talk this thing out before it overwhelms all of us. Give us a call one of these first days. We're tied up tonight, but we'll be around over the weekend and thereafter. We'll have to get together. I have this coming semester off. So, well, for the time being, thank you. We really appreciate it. Jeez. Bye-bye.
John Cheever craved no beaver, yet held no grudge against packing fudge. This is your friend Sam Witt up in Iowa City calling to see how you're doing and share that delightful little poem with you, which I heard last night. I got a nice letter with a book in it signed and with a tape from George Garrett, which was really nice. I had sent him some poems, and that was nice to hear from him. I'll be back in Winston-Salem in a couple weeks, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you. But until then, I guess I'll talk to you later. Bye, Stuart.
Bobby Song. Here's a little story about a man named John, a poor ex-Marine with a little traction gone. It seems one night after getting with his wife, she lopped off his schlong with a swipe of a knife. Penis, that is. Rideo, filleti. Wait the next thing, you know there's a guinea by his side, and Arena's in the car taking Willie for a ride. She soon got tired of her purple-headed friend, and she tossed him at the window as she ran in a bend. Curve, that is, prickle shrubs, wheel hubs. She went to the cops and confessed to the attack, and they called out the hands just to get his weenie back. They sniffed and they barked and they pointed over there. John Wayne's member that was waving in the air, banned, that is, by offense evidence. Now Peter and John couldn't stay apart too long, so a dick doc said, hey, I can't fit your dog. Then the whole world held its breath till they heard that Johnny T's whiz, that is, six seam, straight stream. Well, he healed and he hardened, and he took the case to court with a cockeyed lawyer since his assets came up short. They cleared her of assault and acquitted him of rape, and his pecker was the only thing they did show on tape. Video, that is, unexposed. Case closed. Are you there? Just thought you might like to hear this. I hope I did a good job. If you'd like a copy, just call 599-5816 and I will send you one. Goodbye.
Stuart, it's Elma Salem, and I wanted to talk to you sometime about letters from the you are interested in, or know anybody who would be interested in, the letters that Peter and I wrote to each other when he was overseas. I have a couple of boxes and I'm trying to clear out this attic, and if you have any suggestions, I appreciate it.
Peter came with us about 2 days ago. You get to know this, you probably already know it. And the message is that Ellen doesn't want any phone calls or any flowers. So I think people are just writing notes. And I'd love to talk to you. We'd love to see you. We should come visit us. Sure, this is Friday morning. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye. But I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions sometime about what it is actually you want. I have something here that says first pass Dallas of the Oracle of Stone, the court is both the first and second passes in the Tennessee country, which are Knox and Peter. I have those. And I wanted to ask you about these. I've been going through a lot of letters. Some of them are old and some of them I'm putting them in order by offer, but should the envelopes be saved? Should the letters be unfolded? What's the best way just to do it? Well, I do appreciate it if you give me a call, because you're awfully hard to get somehow.